Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show on today. Well, this is Monday, the first Monday of the month. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So we hope you have a marvelous Monday and have a marvelous month. So we have an awesome guest coming on today. We said that here on All About Entrepreneurs, we want to be that, not only that inspiration for entrepreneurs, we also want to empower entrepreneurs in their entrepreneurship, in their leadership, in their servantship, and all the different things that entrepreneurs do for themselves, for their businesses, for their community, for their staff, for their employees, for other stakeholders in and around their businesses. Being an entrepreneur, I think, is just such a wonderful opportunity to make a real impact into the lives of other people without even really thinking about it hard. I mean, when you think about it, you have some product or service that you're supplying someone in need with, you know, that you have a product or service that is wholesome and healthy, and something that people can actually use and value, like my guest coming on today, which I'm so excited that I've met this individual, and I want to go on and tell you a little bit about my guest today on Monday. And it's an exciting person who's doing some wonderful things that I met last year, and he came and spoke at our summit and our business expo that happens annually now, and this year will be our third year, God willing. We were able to make it, but we wanted to set it up in such a way that it lives on, because one thing we want to do is we want to have a generation of entrepreneurs. We want to create a legacy to empower people to become entrepreneurs. I mean, we don't want to let entrepreneurship die. We don't want to let it go away. I mean, it's a great thing to be able to have different talents and gifts and skills and abilities and to put those forth in the earth realm. So we are very thankful, very excited. Everybody is connected to entrepreneurship in one way or another. So there's, you know, three positions. Either you are an entrepreneur, or you work for an entrepreneur, or you don't work and you live off of entrepreneurs and or their employees. See, tax dollars come from business owners and people who hold jobs for business owners. So there it is. There you have it. And those who work for the government, but the government is also living off of the tax dollars from business owners and those who work for businesses. So you see, everyone is connected to the entrepreneur. So we're excited to be at the hub and the heart of what makes this economy go round and round. And economies around the world, not just here, but economies in London and economies in Asia, China, Japan, Africa, all over economies, all over the world. Some have very similar systems that what we have here. So here we are on Monday, you know, the All About Entrepreneurs show is, again, here to empower you, to inspire you, to educate you. And yes, even sometimes we will be entertaining. You will get a laugh in or two at something that is said, something that we might talk about, something that you may hear on this broadcast. And we're here Monday through Friday mornings. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. So if you're in your car, you're on your way to work, you could be at work already, or you could be still not have made it out of the house yet, and you're tuning in, maybe you're getting ready for work, getting ready to start your day, I would absolutely recommend that you do listen to the show, because in between the entrepreneurial talk, you will also be motivated and just learn a lot about business. And I think for those individuals who work for someone, I think this gives you a good insight to what your business owners are going through, or at least have gone through and or is thinking about. And this may help you be a better employee, a better worker, a more productive, when I say better, I mean more productive. Your performance has improved. You know, companies care about those two P's, right? Performance improvement and productivity increases. They absolutely love those. So my next guest, he knows all about that. And, you know, we have guests lined up for you not only today, not only this morning, but we also have guests lined up for you other mornings as well. So you got to stay tuned, stay connected with All About Entrepreneurs. But I want to just tell you about my guest for today. My guest for today, Dr. Alvin S. Perry. He's an entrepreneur that believes in pursuing businesses that he has passion for developing and building. So he believes, after beginning to wear bow ties himself in 2008, Dr. Perry realized that in order for him to build a bow tie wardrobe that truly reflected his personality, he would need to develop his own brand. Well, the PV Neckwear brand was born in 2012. So PV stands for P5, and the P stands for Perry, and the V is the Roman numeral 5. So there are 5 members of the Dr. Perry's family, representing his wife, his 3 children, and himself. Oh, I think that's so cute, the P5. Wow, now that's original, right? And he's including his whole family. Now, that's powerful right there. So you got the P5. Well, you got the PV neckwear, and the V is Roman numeral 5. And 5 stands for the number of members in Dr. Alvin Perry's family. The premium brand consists of bow ties, the little pocket squares, the little things that go in a man's not the lapel, but the little pocket up near the top of the suit. I think that's really cool and awesome. Then there also he has cuff links, ascots, scarves, and neckerchiefs. Okay. So like there's a handkerchief. Well, there's obviously a neckerchief. I can't wait to find out what that is. Dr. Perry has a vision. You know, all entrepreneurs have a vision. Some visions are very powerful and strong, some visions are not. But Dr. Perry's vision is to provide fashion accessories that would distinguish the wearers of his products from every person in the room. Oh, wow. They're all right now. So when you see someone roll up in the room, you'll probably be able to say, okay, if they have on a bow tie, you'll probably say, all right, they got that from P5, PV neckwear because it'll be so unique and so distinguished. And let me tell you how he's really setting his legacy is that his son is pretty young too. Looks like he's about 8 or 9-ish in that category, I believe. His son also has his own neckwear business that he's also starting. So there you have it. You gotta put the whole family in this. And I've seen some of his neckwear. I've seen him wear it down at the college. Now I can see. I'm on the site now looking around, and I think I just found a neckerchief. So, yeah, so people wear something like that. I've seen that. Okay, PV neckwear is in the house. Awesome. So our guest will be on momentarily. You know, some people, this is an early morning situation for some. So we have to sometimes give them an extra moment or two to actually get here. So he'll be on in just a moment, and he is going to talk about his business and, you know, how he goes about doing what he does. And actually, he's going to talk to us, and he'll be here. Actually, it's going to be a 2-day broadcast, so he'll be here today and tomorrow, and he's actually going to talk about, check this out, how he took just $250, and he turned that into $15,000 in just 6 months. Now, I don't know about you, but I want to know how he did that. So I am waiting here with bated breath. I am waiting for him to come on the show and to tell us how he did that, how he went from just merely $250, and 6 months later, he grossed $15,000. And so if you're in New Jersey, if you're in the New Jersey area anyway, I'm not sure what it's like in some other parts of the country, but if you're in New Jersey, you know, he could be stuck in snow somewhere. So we won't hold that against him because we know it's looking pretty bad around the New Jersey parts. And I don't think, well, we had the big Super Bowl on yesterday, so congratulations to the Seattle Seahawks. I'm not sure if that's the exact name, but the Seattle team won. I know it was Seattle against Denver. And Seattle won pretty badly. The last time I looked at the score, it was somewhere around 40-something to 8. So not so good of a deal for Denver to go to the Super Bowl and to lose like that. But you know what they say? Somebody, when it comes to sports, is not like a win-win situation. Not like in business we can have win-win situations. Now we can. Before we didn't have as many, but today we do. It's hard to get a win-win in sports. In sports, you're going to have somebody's got to win and somebody's going to lose. Well, in this situation, we know that, unfortunately, that would have been Denver. That's correct. They did lose. But they had great weather to play in this time around, and so that, you know, that made a big difference that they had such great weather to play in, and that was pretty good. I think they didn't have to play in the snow because, look, if yesterday had been today, we just got hit with several inches of snow, and it is still snowing. So can you imagine if they would have had to play in today's weather? That would have been okay. The game probably would have been canceled for sure. So I think that's pretty amazing that they were able to actually play without hazard, without hindrance. They were able to move right along. So we are very, very, very excited about that. And very excited about looking forward to hearing from Dr. Alvin Perry, who will be on the air in just a moment or two. So let me just go back and check to make sure I didn't somehow miss him. Okay, well, Dr. Perry should be coming on, and we know that he'll be on today and tomorrow. He's going to tell us about how he took $250 and turned it into $15,000 in just 6 months. And we want to hear that. He also is the creator of the PV neckwear. And remember, the V stands for five, Roman numeral. Awesome neckwear. I mean, I'm not a man, but I would definitely recommend some of these neckwears and handkerchiefs or neckerchiefs to my husband. Absolutely. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. You can go to the website, pvneckwear.com. Very simple, pvneckwear.com. And you'll see there he has pictures of his neckwear, pictures of people wearing his neckwear, including pictures of him wearing his neckwear. I think a very ingenious idea, certainly for a person who wears as much neckwear as he wears. And so, you know, why not have your own product, right? Why not have your own product around your neck and be the first to wear your own product? So that's pretty cool, and it's meeting the demands. A lot of people out there want to have their swagger. Some men, they want to dress a certain way, and they want to have that distinguishing look. So that is really, really great and awesome. And Coleman A. Perry, which is his son, he also now has his own collection, and he is also taking after his father and wearing his. So there's the adult collection, and there's the child collection. I mean, that's smart. Set your child up in business so your child can already start earning money and began to put away for college and put away for his first home and put away for his future success. I mean, how brilliant is that? Well, you know, Dr. Alvin Perry is an entrepreneurial specialist. That's what his PhD is, in entrepreneurship. He loves entrepreneurship and empowerment. And I met him at Essex County College, where we both are professors there. That's where I met Dr. Perry. And we began to talk about some of the empowerment and entrepreneurial things that we both were doing. And we just decided to, you know, partner up and do some things together, like this show he attended last year, our annual Women's Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo, which will happen again this year in Newark, New Jersey, at the Newark brand new Marriott on Broad Street in Newark. For those of you who are familiar with this part of the country, if not, for those of you who want to attend, you are certainly welcome. We have a website where you can go and find out more about that summit at womenleadersandentrepreneurs.com. Women Leaders with an S and entrepreneurs.com. So we're excited about that. We're also excited about our upcoming leadership and entrepreneurship training through my company, Performance Strategies Unlimited. We are offering entrepreneurship, leadership training, and coaching. So for those who are interested in coaching and leadership, you can go to coachlilisa.com and find out more about coaching and some of the coaching and training that we have coming up. So we're just excited. Like I said, if you're in the New Jersey, you could have possibly gotten hung up with the snow. Snow could absolutely be a challenge for you if you are in this area. And so what we can do is we can absolutely, you know how we do. Well, maybe you don't know, maybe this is your first time tuning in. Well, we'd like to welcome you if it's your first time tuning in to All About Entrepreneurs radio show. We thank you, for tuning in. Thank you for being here. And we just want you to know that we are here Monday through Friday right here on Blog Talk Radio. And if you are in this area, the snow is coming down, Yeah, the snow is pretty bad, so possibly that could be what happened there. We've had Mr. Perry probably got caught up in the snow some kind of way. And it is snowing, and it is snowing pretty hard out there. So we don't quite know how that happened, but we only know it happens. And so we definitely look forward to him being here tomorrow. We'll definitely make sure that he is here. And again, you know, things do happen like this. It won't be not the first time, and I'm sure it won't be the last. But certainly while we are on the subject of talking about, you know, being an entrepreneur and what entrepreneurs need in order to be successful, and there are things that sometimes as an entrepreneur, you have to be ready for uncertainty of any kind, because in entrepreneurship there are no guarantees with being an entrepreneur. And so what I found out is that you have to be ready to make adjustments. As an entrepreneur, you have to be willing to, you know, do things when everything doesn't look like it's going to go your way. You have to still put on that game face. You have to still, you know, definitely continue on when everything falls apart, because guess what? As an entrepreneur, you still got your business. You still have to open your doors. You still have customers to serve, even sometimes new customers to get. And we are certainly thankful for all of the social media outlets that allows us to connect to people. I mean, look at it. Right now it's pouring down snow. I can't imagine what would happen if I had a studio that I had to go into. Now, I have a home studio. I do my recording right here. But what if I had to get out and get in that snow, and I'd have to, you know, get up an hour or two early, shovel the car, get the snow and ice off, get the snow and ice off the driveway, hope that the salt trucks have come down the streets. I mean, there'd be a lot more to consider. But because of the internet, social media, we can do it from here. We have technology. We have products that we can use, such as Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, which is how I was contacting people, letting them know how to tune into the show. And so that's how you're listening in, is through that medium. So we are excited about that. Also, we know that as an entrepreneur, there are new things that are happening every day with social media. We're excited about that. We're going to do a whole show on social media, have a social media expert come to the show and tell you more about some of the tools out here. All of these tools can be used to further and grow and develop either yourself and or your business. If you're an entrepreneur, as you grow yourself, you're growing your business. That's a byproduct. Either or you grow your business, you grow yourself. Again, if you're not an entrepreneur, you work for someone, then you're there to help the entrepreneur grow. Yes, you're there to do your job. But by doing your job, it should increase the bottom line for the entrepreneur. If not, well, you may end up with a pink slip at some point in time. But when you go to work, You're there to produce and perform to help the bottom line of that entrepreneur that you work for. Or maybe you are one of those persons that is near retirement or retired already, but yet and still you still have a lot of energy, or maybe you have had an idea of doing something, but you worked for in a company, big or small, for 20, 30, 40 years. You never got a chance to live out your own personal dream, goal, or idea, and now you're wondering if it is too late. Well, let me let you know, it is not too late. If you still have breath in your body, you still have an active mind, it is not too late. And today, it is better than any time period in our history that you can do some things because of all the technology and all the digital advances that we've made and the things that you have at your fingertips. But you could be not knowing where to get started or how to get started. So by the way, I want to let you know I am doing a free webinar later today at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time talking about the business plan. So how do you get started? What does that entail? So you might want to join that webinar, and you can go on to Blog Talk Radio, or you can go on to Facebook, and you can look up Coach Lalisa, and or you can type in Coach Lalisa, you can type in Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs, you can type in Release Your Power, and any of those pages that come up, those are pages that I'm associated with. And you can learn how to get on that webinar for business plan and business plan writing on today. It's happening today, Monday. If you want to know about that webinar and plus other webinars that are coming up and those that have already taken place, you can go to anymeeting.com/LalisaJWilliams. That's anymeeting.com/LalisaJWilliams. So Lalisa J. Williams stands for my name. So go there and you can find out about upcoming webinars to help you in your business or your personal professional development or your leadership, and or you can listen to and watch past webinars. So you can sign up. Not all of them are free. Some of them are fee-based, but you have to register for all of them. So go on over there, and maybe you are right at that point where maybe you haven't yet retired. Maybe you're still working, but retirement is coming. You want to get ahead. You want to prepare for what are you going to do next. Again, maybe you have some idea. You want to write a book. There's things you wanted to do, but you couldn't do them because you were working. Well, when you retire, you're going to have a lot of time on your hands. And why not do something constructive? Why not birth that dream that you have held on to all this time? And that's happened to more and more people are seeing that they're retiring, but they have a lot of everything going on with them. So, okay, well, the show is down to the last 90 seconds of the show, and we are glad that you did tune in. We're glad that you are part of our show today. We know that we did not get Dr. Alvin Perry himself, but at least I told you something about him. I couldn't tell you how he made $15,000 from just $250 in a six-month period. I couldn't tell you that because I don't know. He didn't tell me he was going to come on the show and tell all of us at the same time. So tune back in tomorrow, Tuesday. He will be here tomorrow, same time, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining us on today's show, all about entrepreneurs. But if you're in the Northeast, you're probably like me, about to go out and shovel some snow. But I mean, it's still really coming down. So I don't know how many inches we'll end up with. But let me say this. Everyone, wherever you are, whatever is going on, be safe. Be safe. Always be aware of your surroundings. Pray. We thank God for you. And we can't wait to see what will happen. We got some challenges coming up. We got some fun things coming for all of our entrepreneurs. So make sure you stay tuned. Until next time, have a wonderful, awesome day.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs.